It is Tuesday. That means time for your PNW Ag Network price at the pump. Joining us on the PNW Ag Network hotline, Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. Patrick, thanks as always for the time. Taking a look at oil prices right now. Oil prices, both West Texas and Brent crude, moving slightly higher. Bit of a deviation from what we've seen over the last couple of weeks where those oil prices really didn't move too much. So what's pushing those oil prices higher right now?
Yeah, they sure have. It's been kind of a slow but steady uptick over the last couple of months as it relates to U.S.-Iran trade tensions and OPEC and many more things. But for now, OPEC not so active in the primary seat of the vehicle driving oil prices up. But OPEC will be meeting later this week to discuss resuming increases in monthly oil production. That's not what the market is paying attention to right now. At least for now, oil prices jumping to multi-month highs on what's happening with Iran and the United States. The United States amassing a lot of military power in the Middle East for potential action on Iran. Of course, that's been what the talk is all focused on, is will the U.S. attack Iran? Will Iran try to close the Strait of Hormuz? And that has been pushing a risk premium on oil prices, sending them to where they are today, nearing $67 a barrel. That is the highest level for WTI since last summer. And it could push gasoline prices up, or at least it could be part of the reason why we're continuing to see gasoline and diesel prices jump across much of the U.S.
So, Patrick, when it comes to Iran, is the United States going at this alone, or is the United States, I guess you could say, kind of the mouthpiece of a coalition who want to see Iran drop its nuclear ambitions?
Well, I think a lot of partners of the United States have cautioned very slow approach compared to what President Trump has taken thus far. Many countries have pressured the United States not to destabilize the Middle East. The risk here is that if there is regime change in Iran, it could destabilize the entire region with a lot more uncertainty than exists now. So a lot of major U.S. partners, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, have been cautioning the Trump administration from making action or bringing action to Iran. But that's the biggest question mark. Iran feels emboldened, although they feel targeted. They may not be able to respond in a way that President Trump wants them to avoid looking weak. So at this point, all questions are in the air. President Trump appears to be getting more frustrated with Iran, the fact that they won't negotiate. But at this point, it appears the regime may feel like there is too much that the U.S. is asking for. And so that may set things back. Looks like we may be at a stalemate here. Will President Trump attack Iran and push them? Or will Iran respond to any attacks? There's just a lot of possibilities here, and none of them are looking good. And that's why oil prices are jumping here yet again today.
I don't necessarily want to get too much into the muck and the mire of geopolitics, but Patrick, it seemed like a couple of months ago, around the turn of the new year, we were seeing a lot of unrest in Iran and riots in the streets, protesters. And I would imagine that would give additional pressure to the Iranian government, dealing not only with the United States as well as its own people. But we haven't seen a lot of those protests on the nightly news, at least not nearly as much. So has that pressure died down?
Yeah, no, it does definitely appear like there's a lot of unhappy folks in Iran. Over the weekend, new demonstrations continue to pop up, although in lower scale than we've seen. But it absolutely looks like the people of Iran are very upset with the regime right now. And so I think that's emboldening the president to potentially act. All of that, as we've mentioned, has had a pretty significant impact on the price of oil, which is traded higher, $67 a barrel this morning. We've also seen refined product prices jumping in light of something happening closer to home. Over the weekend and late last week, the Olympic pipeline again shutting down because of emergency repairs being made. And that has caused refined product prices to become white hot across much of the Pacific Northwest, Average gas prices in Washington state have shot up by 14 cents a gallon in the last week. The statewide average now $4.24. Diesel prices have also jumped in light of that Olympic pipeline shutdown, which is now reopened. Diesel price is now at $4.80 a gallon. That is nearly a 17-cent jump in the last week. So while we talk about geopolitical tensions, there's also issues affecting pipelines closer to home, and that is pushing up refined product prices across the board. And that may continue, though the pace of increases may slow in the week ahead. Now that the Olympic pipeline has been restored, we are still in the seasonality time of year that gas and diesel prices may face some upward pressure. So really need to buckle up right now. Oil markets busy with focusing on Iran, and refined products markets focusing on the issues left behind by the Olympic pipeline shutdown, as well as seasonal factors. Oregon's prices also jumping on the Olympic pipeline shutdown. Oregon prices up 18 cents from last week. Washington, at least home to some refineries, So the increases may have been slightly more tame, but the entire West Coast seeing a lot of price increases, more so right now in Washington and Oregon because of the Olympic pipeline shutdown. California seeing a smaller increase of 4 cents a gallon than the last week. Right now, looking at prices compared to last year, the Pacific Northwest has the distinction of seeing the biggest increases. In fact, Washington State now, the state with the largest year-on-year increase of about 21 cents. Oregon's year-on-year increase now at 14 cents. Alaska at 9 cents. And this is all because of pipeline and refinery snags. And a lot of this, again, not a lot of great news for the Pacific Northwest as we get closer to April. That's the month that the Valero refinery in Benicia, California, in the Bay Area, will be permanently shutting down. And that could bring with it even more pricing volatility.
Patrick DeHaan, GasBuddy.com. Thanks as always for the time. And thanks for joining us right here on PNWAg.net.